Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries Wednesday night Bible studies, and thank you for tuning in to Indio Kingdom Gospel Radio Station here on this evening. And I just want to just thank everybody, counting not robbery on tonight. I know that God definitely have a word. He have a teaching for us on tonight. He wants us to be enlightened. He wants us to be empowered on tonight. So I just want to go into prayer as God lead us on tonight, that, all hearts are cleared and all minds are cleared on tonight, that they may receive what saith the Lord on tonight, that their understandings will open up. Lord, we just pray for your wisdom on tonight to fall. We pray for your knowledge to fall on tonight, oh Father God. For we know that you're a God that is able. You said if we seek your face, we shall find you. You said that you would lead us into all truth on tonight, oh God. So lead us into your truth in Jesus' mighty name. And we pray. Amen. Amen. And I just want your minds to be on him. So I'm just going to play a little music. Okay, I'm going to play a little music here. Something I was just playing in the background. But I'm going to go ahead and play it for you because it will bless your soul and it will get your mind on God. Amen. So this is, I don't even know if I want to play him right now. And I'm sorry, Will Murphy. So that's what I was listening to. I was listening to some Will Murphy, but, I know a lot is going on, right now, with the man of God. And we lift him up. God's people up, those that have errors, just before I, just get into the Bible study and, play this worship song because that hit my spirit. And, my heart is heavy, concerning it. One of my favorite gospel music artists is all on my playlist. Actually, I'm still going to play the song for you guys. But we don't want people to miss it. We don't want people to miss heaven. And, we just want to pray for him and we lift him up, oh God, that, you touch him and you turn him into the right direction, oh Father God, and that, that he learned something out of this because, we are to keep God's sanctuary holy. What is holy? It's a sacred place. Hallelujah. It's no place for the world, for God to have called us to separate ourselves. Hallelujah, from the things of this world and from the world. That is what we're called to do, unfortunately, as a believer. And so, we lift him up in prayer, those that are weak or fallen, and deal with those that are, leading God's people astray. Because that's exactly, what I saw in the spiritual realm as I look at the whole internet thing and all of the, the DJ in the sanctuary where they had records ready on deck. They didn't just play one song, walk it out. But as you begin to see, they played several songs. And it was a party in the sanctuary. And that was very scary to me because this showed that we have no fear. God, we have no fear. I would be so afraid to bring the world and have a party or bring anything worldly or unholy in God's sanctuary where we expect God to dwell with us, where we worship and where we pray and where we really, connect with God. Not saying that, you don't connect with them at home, at him, but that's his sanctuary. That's, that's set aside. Hallelujah. So, we're praying for the body of Christ because God is not playing. And I'm going to keep it 100 because I'm called to cry loud and spare not. I'm not here, I'm just here to be a vessel being used. That's it. And this is how God is leading me on tonight. But the 150 souls that was saved or that was added to his church because actually it wasn't an invitation to salvation. as I listened, I said, that's an invitation to your church. And that added 150 people and souls to your church that is now led astray. And by the reason why they were led astray, because now they feel as though it's okay to do anything in God's sanctuary. They feel as though that we don't have to be set aside and separated. No matter what you teach and no matter what you preach out of the book, it is what you're showing them. So your mouth could be saying one thing, but if your actions is showing another and you're letting them know that, you know, it's okay, you know, come and just do, you can still be like, we can still party in the sanctuary, having no fear of God. You know, I don't want to get too deep in it. I don't think that is the direction I'm going in tonight. Well, that's the direction God has taken me in on tonight. And so I just don't want us to miss the mark. I just don't want us to be the ones that say, you know, God, you know, I prophesied in your name. I healed in your name. And he said, no, depart from me, for I never knew you, for your works are works of iniquity. You know, we don't want God to say that to us. Hallelujah. But I'm talking to those that know God. You know, so I think I'm not going to pay one more on tonight after all that. I'm going to play some psalmist rain, hallelujah, prophetic release, hallelujah, on tonight. So we want a prophetic release on tonight, and we lift Will Murphy up. We pray for all of our leaders, all of our pastors, that we will hear from God and we'll be directed by the Holy Ghost, instructed by the Holy Ghost, empowered by the Holy Ghost, that we won't lead God's people astray, away from the word, lead them away from holiness, away from righteousness, but we will lead them to God. We will lead them to the living waters. We will lead them to, come on, it's only one way. It's only one way, and that way is through Christ. And we must obey. We must follow the teachings of Christ. Hallelujah. So get your minds on him. So we're going to get focused back on the Bible study on tonight. I'm just going to play a little worship, and then we're going to get into our Bible study for tonight.
In the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that I've broken out, that I've covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today, to arise.
Yes, God, and we want his spirit to flow on tonight. We can't do nothing without God's spirit. I want to talk a little bit. It's about, you know, God's anointing, and I'm just going to just be speaking as the Spirit lead me on tonight, because, and I have scriptures here and, you know, some notes that, you know, I wrote down, you know, not today. I just was pulling out some stuff. You know, I'm a studier. I have all types of pamphlets, booklets I done made up myself with scriptures and, you know, just words from the Lord. I have tablets and all of that. So I just pulled some of that out. And we're just going to, you know, go from there. I got off of work. I got into a deep conversation. Hallelujah. And it didn't give me time. But to prepare as I thought I should be preparing for tonight, and me preparing for tonight would mean, you know, I wanted to know what I was going to be bringing before y'all on tonight, since this is actually my first Bible study live on the network. I expected, okay, God, you know, I need to be a little bit more prepared. So maybe I really shouldn't even, you know, do it tonight. And then I was a little late, but God said, no, you're still going to go on the air, and you're still going to go before the people, and you're, hallelujah. So I thank God, you know, for his spirit and being spirit-led, hallelujah. So I don't know what God has exactly for you tonight, and I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth on tonight, but I know I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God, so I'm excited because I don't really know. But we're going to start off, hallelujah, you know, just, you know, letting you know, this is what the Spirit is saying, like, we have to protect our anointing. We have to protect our oil. Hallelujah. We have to protect the spirit that is dwelling within us, because Satan, he want us to forfeit our anointing. We pay a lot. See, the anointing costs. We go through a lot. Depending on what you're called for and what you're chosen for, it really determines, hallelujah, the level of testing and the level of trials and tribulations that we have to go through and we have to endure. And you don't want to endure all of that and go through everything for your anointing and then to lose it. Hallelujah. You don't want to lose God. God, whatever you do, don't take your spirit from me. But the one thing I noticed, though, I was reading, and even though God took his, not his anointing, but basically they said he took his spirit from Saul, but I noticed that David still referred to Saul as God anointed one. He said, when he addressed the soldier, he said, how dare you, you had the nerve to help kill God's anointed one? David was upset. He still considered, hallelujah, Saul to be anointed. He still considered Jonathan to be anointed. He was like, how dare you? So we have to be very careful of touching God anointed, whether you approve of them or not, whether they have failed or not. Like we were talking about, you know, Will Murphy, you know, we still have to be very careful how we handle the people of God, even if they have failed, because we're called to restore them. We're not here to condone it. We still got to cry loud and to spare not. We still got to say, no, you're going on the wrong path. But we're not here, hallelujah, to destroy them, because God don't want them to be destroyed. David did not want Saul to die. He didn't want Saul to be killed. Samuel was sorrowful because of what was going on with Saul. God had to tell Samuel, how long will you mourn over Saul? I've taken my spirit from him. How long will you mourn? So we don't want the people of God to die because they erred or because they fail or even because they came against you or even because they're trying to kill you. You still don't want them to die. That's the spirit of God that dwells in you that don't want to take them out of here, and they want to take you out because Saul wanted to take David out. Saul tried to kill David. David was on the run. David had to touch Saul, kill you, but I'm not. And that's how we are. I could kill you, and I could destroy you, but I'm not. But I'm going to tap you on your shoulder, and I'm going to just slice a little piece of your robe off to let you know that I could have touched you. But we understand, as the people of God, we don't want to destroy. We don't want to destroy people. Satan want to destroy people. Satan want to kill, steal, and destroy. And so I can take a lot from David, even though Saul was after him, wanted to kill him, had him on the run. He still understood. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. No matter what you really think about them, you have to let God deal with Saul. God deal with Saul. David never dealt with Saul. God did it. Very, very careful how we deal. That's why we got to use discernment. That's why we have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Spirit and how to deal with people, because God said, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. Like, you touch God anointed one, oh my gosh, you would lose your life. You could lose your life for touching and coming against somebody that is anointed. This is Bible study tonight. This is warning on tonight. Be very careful, because the anointed is here. We're here to expose the things of Satan. We're here to uplift the church. We're here to help advance the kingdom, the anointed one. We're being used to add to the church, to preach and to draw us the anointing that destroyed the yoke. Be very careful how you touch God anointing. The anointed one is they're anointed through the spirit even of the Holy Ghost to destroy Satan on your behalf. On your behalf, you be careful, God said, on tonight. Touch not my anointed one. Put your mouth not on my anointed one. See, I learned to pray. God said, pray for them. Pray for those that despitefully use you and to come up against you. Pray for them. Are we here to cry loud in despair or not? Correct. Correct. That's what we're here to do. Talking about something different on tonight. He's talking about what we're doing to our brothers and sisters right in the church. He's talking about a division in the church. He's talking about the sickness and the disease in the church right now. Because if you're coming against God anointed and you're coming, he said, look, they're not rejecting. This is what makes it so detrimental, that you're not really coming against that person. You're really coming against God. The Bible say they're not rejecting you. They really rejecting me, because, look, the Bible also say this, if you was of the world would love you, but because you're of me and you're about me and you're preaching concerning me, the world is going to hate you. The world is going to hate you. Don't be moved. Don't be moved. But you want to cover your, you want to shield your anointing. You don't want your anointing to be tainted. You can't be around everybody. Most anointed people, they don't have a lot of friends. They don't walk. They don't socialize a lot. Not unless it's like, you know, but they don't socialize a lot. God anointed ones that's truly anointed. They're focused on the mission that God have called them to. God anointed ones, they're not moved. God anointed ones They're ready. They're moving and they're thriving in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. They are focused, God anointed one. A lot for your anointing because it calls and you're going to go through some things when you confess that Christ Jesus is Lord and you really begin to follow him and you believe in your heart and you begin to do what God called you to do. Don't you understand that all hell gonna break loose in your life? You're gonna go through trials, you're gonna go through tribulations, and you're gonna be tested, and you're gonna be tested like Job. You may lose some things, you're gonna lose some people. But God said, look, I'm gonna restore it all to you. He said, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Don't despise what you have to go through for the anointing and what God has called you to. God has anointed you to it. God has anointed and blessed the works of your hand. He anointed you for whatever he called you to. If he called you to ministry, you're anointed for it. You're anointed for everything that come with it. You're anointed for the persecution. You're anointed to walk that lonely road. You're anointed for all the backstabbing and all of that. You're anointed for it if God called you to it. So don't get frustrated and don't forfeit your anointing. Don't forfeit it, because whatever you're called for, you need the anointed. You need to be anointed. You don't want God to be like, No, you don't. And how do we lose it? Disobedience. You know, you don't want to be disobedient to God. You don't want to be disobedient to what the instructions that he called you to do. If he tell you to go right and you go left because you feel that if I go left, that's a shortcut. That's a shortcut, God, and I'm doing you and me a favor. God don't need no favor. When we decide to do something outside of the will of God and what God has not asked us to do, we can forfeit our anointing. And you don't want that. I've been through too much. I've been through too much to give up now. I've been too much to go backwards now. I didn't came too far. You know how you put so much work in something? You're like, I ain't stopping now. I invested too much in this relationship, and I ain't giving this relationship up. And I don't care what we go through. We're going through thick or thin, for rich or poor. Come on, sickness or health, better. That's how we got to be with God. That's how I'm not going to give up on this relationship. Because we've been through too much, God. I done suffered too much for this anointing. And the Bible said, those that suffer with me shall reign with me. This is what the word of God said. So we don't give up. Because I know when you're paying the cost for the anointing, sometimes you get discouraged and you want to give up. The anointed want to give up. But don't give up. To your own ways, to your own mind. Don't, when you're anointed, sometimes even when you get anointed and real anointed people and the pride and arrogance kick in, that's coming and that's knocking at your door too. Pride and arrogance thinking that you're more. So Saul began to think that he was more than enough, more than what he didn't have to obey God. He had the people. You know, and then he got upset when they started praising David. Jealousy crept in, and he got upset. He got upset. He didn't know that David was already anointed to be the next king. He was already anointed. And Saul was upset because the people was rooting and the people was seeing and appreciating the anointing that was on David, because David was for the people and he was obeying what God had called him to do. God was calling him. but he's a mighty, mighty God. So protect the anointing. And this is our first Bible study on tonight, and I'm only going to do a half an hour on tonight, and join us next Wednesday as well. I'm going to do these Bible studies every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, okay? And actually, I think I'm going to change it to 8 o'clock. Give me time to come home and, you know, and do what I need to do, hallelujah, get things situated, dinner in and all of that. But I want you guys to be blessed. I need topics. You know, sometimes I may come on here and just freestyle and see what the Holy Ghost want to teach. Because I'm Holy Ghost led. I'm Holy Ghost led. So I have to study to show myself approved. So I have to have the word in me. The word is hidden in my heart. So everything that I said on tonight, go and study it for yourself. Go Google it and get the scriptures and study it for yourself, because we got to study to show ourselves approved. I have to be ready to be, you know, to give an answer. I didn't have my notes, you know, prepared. As a matter of fact, I had took out all these scriptures. I said, oh, I got some old notes and scriptures. Do you understand? I did not even use one of them that I thought I was going to use. I said, Lord, I don't have nothing prepared. He said, but you got the Holy Ghost, though. You got the anointing. You're anointed for this. You're anointed to preach. You're anointed to teach the gospel. He said, once that Holy Ghost get inside of you, you're anointed. You're going to be unctioned. Hallelujah. So I thank God for the unctioning, because I started not to do the show on tonight, but God had to release that to the people on tonight. And it's touched not my anointing and do my prophets any harm. So maybe that's why I was talking a little bit about Will Murphy. So, you know, these guys that are, you know, have fallen, we have to be very careful, you know, not to put a mouth on them. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for TD, you know, Bishop Jakes and, you know, all of this. That they did all these things, that they turned back to God, that they humbled herself instead of, you know, trying to act like, okay, well, this didn't happen and I didn't error in this way. Turn back to God, because you want to bring the people that you had led astray, you have the chance to now bring them back so they know that that way is not right, that God's sanctuary got to be holy. They have to be holy and they have to be righteous, and we're going to preach the gospel, and we're not going to preach prosperity, and it's not about prosperity, but it's about your soul being saved. It's about the gospel. So we pray that they begin to preach the unadulterated word of God, because I remember T.D. Jakes. Oh, my gosh, I love his old preaching. He preached that Bible. He talked about deliverance, and he talked about casting out the demons and, you know, coming against the witches and the warlocks. That those are going to be other preaching. I'm not talking about we're going to tear the witches and the warlocks, they got to come down. The Bible said we suffer not a wish to live, so I'm not going to take it lenient on the witches and the warlocks and those that is coming against God's people to destroy them, but I will take it easy on those that have fallen away and went astray and the backsliders, because God loves y'all and God wants y'all to come back. God has called us to restore you. See, because the world has already beaten us up enough. We already don't have the support that we need. We got enough people beating us up and stuffing us down. We don't need to stuff each other down. We can't even unify. Oh, my gosh, I came across this mother today. I was so excited that I came across a mother of Zion on today. You get excited. It was like, you know, her spirits was leaping. She was happy. I was happy. And she came in my office and we was talking. Hallelujah. Her husband, he's a deacon and all of that. And I was like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, hallelujah. I was getting excited all over again. But I just thank everybody, you know, that will be listening. This word will bless you. Touch not God anointed one. But we're going to pray for you. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. We're going to pray that you get it right with God, that you do not lead God's people and God's sheep astray, because the Bible says, woe, woe, woe to that shepherd. It's woe to that shepherd. is woe to that shepherd that lead God people astray. Okay? This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson from Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries here in Albany, New York. Hallelujah. We'll be back here next Wednesday at 8 o'clock, hallelujah, for Bible study again. God bless and good night. I'm going to go out with actually a worship song. So let's see what we're going to play. We're going to play some Pasha Cops.
God of my peace, who you are, you're the lover of my soul, God. You're the lover of my soul, God. Lover of my soul. Lover of my soul, you are. Who you are. I declare it tonight. I declare it tonight. You are my peace. Peace in the midst of confusion. You are my peace. Peace in the midst of confusion. You are my peace. Peace in the midst of confusion. You are my peace. Hey, peace in the midst of confusion. You are my peace. Oh, peace in the midst of confusion. You are my peace. My peace in the midst of heartache. Yeah. You are my peace. My peace in the midst of confusion.
You are my peace.
I don't have to worry about any circumstance now.
You are my peace.
Because God, I know you're there.
Corporate man.
You are my peace. You are my peace.
What else, Tasha?
You are my peace.
What else?
You are my joy. You are my joy. Yeah. You are my joy. Say you are my
Well, good night. Thank you for dialing in to NDO, Kingdom Gospel Radio. This is Kingdom Come Deliverance Ministries Bible Study. So I'll be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock. God bless and good night.